Today's devotion is entitled, A Sunday Kind of Love, by Pastor Joel Hess, St. James, Chicago. Ida James sang a classic love song about her desire to find someone who loves her for the long haul and not just when things are great. She sings about a universal desire of human beings. From marriage to living in a community, we often fall short of our own expectations and those of others when it comes to relationships. Martha and Mary, in Luke 10:38-42, may very well have been let down by the world when it comes to love. They had likely seen death steal their friends or husbands. They undoubtedly experienced the fragility, if not evil, of mankind's idea of love. So when they heard Jesus was passing through their town, Martha welcomed him into her home. They might have already been a part of his growing group of disciples, or they had heard about the things he was doing and saying. Maybe he would be different than all the other men, teachers, and leaders. Luke tells us that while Martha was cleaning up the house and preparing the meal, Mary just sat before Jesus listening to every word. Just as we all do, when we feel like we're doing all the work, Martha complained to Jesus. After all, shouldn't she be serving Jesus too? Isn't that what a disciple does? That's what all the other rabbis and important men expected. Jesus kindly told her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and anxious about many things, but there is only one thing necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, and I'm not going to take it from her." Luke 10:41. Jesus isn't like the other saviors in our lives. He doesn't demand to be served. He came to serve. The primary job of a disciple is not serving Jesus, but sitting down and being served by him. This is a Sunday kind of love. In a world of transactional relationships, God's love is one-sided and committed. Jesus doesn't care about our house is a mess. He cares that our life is a mess, that our heart is a mess, that you have been let down and let down others. He has not come to give us good advice, but to give life, forgiveness, and hope for free. Jesus tells Martha and us that there is one thing necessary. It's not worrying about your retirement, cleaning up your life, and making sure your kids get into a good school. It's listening to Jesus. His words give life, release us from anxiety and guilt, and fill us with hope. We get distracted by the many little gods that never stop demanding sacrifice and never fulfill their promises. Saturday kind of loves. On a Sunday, Jesus rose from the dead after dying for sinners on Friday. You can trust his words. So don't feel guilty sitting down on Sunday and just letting God serve you through his words and sacrament. Don't feel guilty about sitting down throughout the week to read scripture and pray. It is the one thing necessary, and it's the one thing that gives life, rearranges your brain, calms the soul, and gives up and lifts up your eyes to hope.